Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Bailey.
And Caitlin.
We have some really exciting news to tell you.
We do. We have a secret for you. And it's that we have a podcast.
With Podcast One and Direct Message.
It's called Just Between Us.
With Bailey. That's me.
And Caitlin.
All right.
And we're sisters. We have new episodes airing every Tuesday. We are going to get down to the nitty gritty, guys.
This is all about our journey together. And don't worry, because it'll be
Just Between Us.
Everybody, welcome to a special For Crying Out Loud. That's not special.
It's not special to you, but it's special to us.
I know, because we haven't seen it. I mean, we have.
But we didn't get to talk because Julie was here.
Yes, my favorite, you know.
Those were two awesome shows, by the way.
I love those shows.
But stuff has been building up is the problem.
So Stephanie and I really, we didn't get to talk. Mm-hmm. And then we went our separate ways.
Right.
And now we're back again. And she's got her pretty little sweater on.
That you know where I got that?
Yeah, from what?
Shop Spring.
There you go.
That was like,
it's really
cute. 2 years, a sponsor of the ages, but.
Speaking of sponsors.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, everybody loves a candle, right?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with candles.
Totally. Totes, as you just said.
I love homesick candles. They come with your state on them.
I was telling my sister-in-law, Wendy, when we were shopping in New York City about them.
New York City?
What? That was for a barbecue sauce commercial, remember?
Salsa.
Was it salsa?
Yeah.
That's right.
Homesick candles, back to what we're talking about, are great, great, great gifts.
Oh, my God. And they smell really good. They sent us some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. San Francisco, Boston.
Northern California.
I know it sounds a little kooky, but it really is. It's a very cool gift, especially if somebody just moved to that town or, you know, moved away.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You send
absolutely
them that candle. And they make good gifts. Everybody loves a candle. Mm-hmm. And they smell really good. So. Yeah. Right now, for our listeners, you can go to homesick.com and use the promo code FCOL. You'll get 10% off any order, by the way, and get any order over $60. And you get free shipping. So you can't beat that with a stick, right?
No. So get a couple of candles.
Yeah.
Get that free shipping.
Go to homesick.com. Use promo code FCOL.
Yes. Also, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service where you can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. This is what I love about Pluto TV.
You may not have that much time.
You don't have to sign a contract. You don't have to give them your credit card.
No.
Mm-hmm. Don't do anything.
That's right.
Just download Pluto TV and start using it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what's so cool about it. And you can watch it on all of your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, all smart TVs, PlayStation, and basically
to what end?
Sorry,
I'm doing damage check.
What are you waiting for? Why are you paying for TV when you don't have to? This is what we're trying to tell you. We're trying to do you a solid and get you some free TV, movies, etc. So download it for
and you
free.
You can check out Adam's movies, all the chassis library stuff, all his documentaries.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely, darling.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I know. I miss Stephanie. You guys probably miss us too, don't you?
Well, here's the thing that's funny about our group.
Mm-hmm.
I only know we basically have like a sample size of our audience that's on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. Mm-hmm. And they tell us how they feel about things.
Are they really? They're not
wallflowers.
Everybody
loved Julie.
What's not to love?
No, people love her. And they're like, she's not even a guest. She's like family.
Totally.
But my favorite thing ever is that, so you know how people, I don't know if you're aware of this, but most people hate it when we have guests,
mm-hmm.
or so they say.
Mm-hmm.
But then every once in a while, people will be like, you know what? I don't like any guests. I only like Julie and AJ Benza.
No, they'll always.
Who is the most polarizing guest of like the whole last year.
I know. They always.
Besides my dog trainer.
Oh. Poor dog trainer. Do you still talk to her?
I'm going to turn that off. Laura London, she's amazing. Yeah, she's
there's a thing called fast forward, you know.
I know. People are like, I hated that dog trainer. Hey, could I get her number?
I know, right?
Yeah. But people, it was really funny. Everybody loved Julie. Then this one girl left a comment. I can't remember her name. I'm not trying to call her out. But she was like, I loved, loved, loved Julie. But I was really disappointed that we don't get a regular show. Mm. And then she wrote, I mean, come on.
She wrote that?
Yeah.
I love that.
That was the killer part of it.
I
mean, come on. What does that mean? Wait, I love Julie. But come on. What's going on? With guests. I mean, I love the guests.
She's trying to like rally the troops.
I know. So like, then Julie wrote back underneath. She was like, thanks, I think. Like, thank you.
I love Julie. Listen, you guys get enough of us. You get us like how many weeks out of the year, pretty much. We don't take time off except for, what did we take time off? Let's think about it this year. What did we take?
We've taken 1 week off this year.
Yeah.
And we didn't even take a Patreon. We did a Patreon anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. But High five. What are we talking about? Lynette?
Yeah, I know.
Lynette
really?
Went to one of Sunny's basketball games, right? And had to like drive a friend home out of her way. I got in a Facebook fight. I mean, what'd you miss?
Exactly.
Same shit every week.
I know. Right, Kaylin?
Absolutely.
Kaylin, what is up with your new lady? Is that still happening?
Yeah, it's still going. Still going.
Aww. Is it going strong?
Is it going?
Petering out?
No, it's going. It's going.
Good.
Everything's good.
All right.
Okay.
Can I get a glass of water, Kim?
Sure.
Is this the longest relationship you've ever had?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, of course.
Yes, I'm Stephanie, like, where
bad,
are you?
Bad
I
mom
don't remember anything.
Listen. Yes, I know. But is this the longest, like, grown-up relationship you've had? Like,
yes. It's actually the only grown-up relationship.
So does it feel weird? Is every time you wake up and you're like, oh, I still have a girlfriend? Are you like, whoa?
No.
You're getting used to
it?
Yeah,
I'm pretty used to it at this point.
Aw. Hey.
I like that.
Kaylin,
yeah.
We talked about Bohemian Rhapsody, by the way, didn't we?
Yeah. But you hadn't seen it yet.
I am obsessed with that movie. I want to go see it again.
I saw it.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about it. No. Adam got misty-eyed, too.
I cried
over the last, like, 40 minutes of that movie. I couldn't stop crying. Did you see it? Yeah.
I didn't see it. We did talk about it, but I didn't
see
it.
God. I don't know.
Did you ever see A Star Is Born?
No, I want to go see it. I need to go see it. I'm going to have to go see it by myself.
Well, you went and saw it Night at the El Ranchero. He can't see.
I know. He can't go see El Ranchero. Every week it's a different name.
At the old Portal or I know, something like that.
I know.
You can't just make him go and say, you need to go see this movie.
I guess. We haven't really been in, haven't had time. Oh. That's why I haven't seen all our peeps on the For Crying Out Loud page either, because I haven't had time to, like, you know,
what's
between
happening?
That and Fortnite, how am I going to fit that in?
I know. I've got, like, you know, my hands full with threes.
See? So. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Between that and Bejeweled.
Right?
I don't know which,
I
you know.
I can't think. I want to just sit when it's time. Sorry. Thank you, Kayla. When it's time to sit down and relax, I can't, like, form. I just want to relax and shoot people.
You know what I was thinking about? The fact that I was trying to see this.
Not people, you know.
So I run out of podcasts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, so you know Heather McDonald?
Who?
So you know how on her message, and somebody will go and tell her this immediately. And
go
whatever,
ahead.
That's
go
fine.
Ahead. Go tell her. Enjoy.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Feel good about yourselves. Mm-hmm. But so she has a thing on her Facebook page. You're not allowed to ever talk about other podcasts that you like. She
really?
Can't recommend another podcast because she feels, I guess she feels that like her page is for talking about her podcast and her podcast only. But
that's
would have
strange.
Nothing to listen to if it wasn't for our Facebook page.
I know.
Where people recommend podcasts for me.
I 100% agree. And I'm not just doing yes and. I'm telling you, like if I travel, I go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I Google like Audible books, or I Google Netflix, or I Google podcasts, and
yeah.
I find a thread, and I look through it, and I download whatever they tell me to.
People listen to a lot of podcasts. I can listen to a lot. I multitask all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I live for listening to a podcast while doing all the
– the best.
Driving the kids to school, walking totally. The dog, going grocery shopping, going to the gym. Everything I do, I need to be listening to something while I
know.
Do it.
I know. You know what it reminds – we said this a long time ago when Adam started podcasting, and it was like – I think Andy Dick was on, and he was saying, remember when he said – I'm doing a podcast, and then it's like suddenly we talked about competition, and like Joe Rogan does a podcast, and it's like no, it's not like Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days, like or the like where you have to,
where you can only pick one because right. they're both on at the same time, right?
Right. They're the more the podcast, the better because
exactly
because. It's like, you know, like when Beyonce is on, you know, Rihanna's record.
I knew you were going to say Rihanna.
That's what yeah. he was saying. That's what he was saying. It's
do you
like
think
a crossover. Beyonce,
right. And they're always like giving each other shout outs in their
yes,
songs.
Totally.
Could you imagine if Nicki Minaj was like, please don't ever mention another singer in my songs.
Right.
This is my song.
Right. But if she rapped it in her song.
Right. Like don't ever like, mention. Please. You can't. No other promotion of. I don't want any other singers mentioned.
That's very strange. That's very strange.
I know.
Go ahead and tell her we said that too.
It's weird that you would – because, for instance, people are always like, okay, what – and it's not like they're like, of course, For Crying Out Loud. I love that. I'd never miss an episode. But what else? I listen to For Crying
Out
Loud.
I know.
For Crying Out Loud, I need something
for
else to
God
listen
damn
to.
Crying – I am.
So I listen to – and there's no worse feeling than when you're listening to one that's a series, a limited series,
yeah, I know.
And you're on the last one.
I know.
Like, fuck.
I know.
I gotta.
It's like, what am I gonna do now?
I know. So I listen to.
Now I gotta
even
listen
the,
to my husband.
So,
talk.
Sword and Scale Rewind. Recently, we covered. So this is what happened. There was an episode of Rewind where they just did an where they talked about Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
So I used the episode. They were recapping other stories. So I just said, let's just talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
So I spent the. So I did a deep dive into that story.
Right.
So when the Gladiator podcast came out. I was like, well, I already know the Aaron Hernandez story.
Is
I
already that what that's
I researched
about?
The heck out of it.
I didn't
yes,
know that.
It's all about Aaron Hernandez.
Ah.
But then, like 2 days ago, I was really desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I know the Aaron Hernandez story, but.
Let me hear somebody else talk to
yeah,
me about me, it.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm 50, so my memory is so bad.
Oh, totally. It's all new to me.
New to me. That's what I said to myself. I was like. It'll probably I'll have forgotten stuff.
Totally.
So I loved it.
You did?
Oh my God. It was like God, I can't remember how many episodes, but it was like 6 or 7 episodes. All good.
Really?
They were all long. Oh my God. It's such a the Aaron Hernandez story is so crazy. He has such a criminal background that you forget.
Will you remind me what
he
his
was the
crimes?
Football player.
Right.
Okay,
I
so
know that.
He shot. What if I already forgot? I was like, I don't know. I'd have
what
to listen
did he
to
do
it
again.
He okay. So he shot 2 guys in a car. Well, he actually did a lot of shootings, and then
wasn't it at a nightclub or some shit?
Yes. So basically, somebody spilled a drink on him,
mm-hmm.
and then he went out in his car with his buddy, and
like
then
you
he
do.
Shot into their car. He killed 2 people there. He's killed like quite a few people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where is he now?
He killed himself.
Oh.
He ended up, so he went to, he finally got arrested. But so he was like a teenage thug, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he graduated high school when he was, well, I don't want to spoil the whole story for you, but he graduated early, graduated at 17 and went to college, played for Florida. And then for Urban, what's the famous, you should
Urban Outfitters?
Yeah, Urban Outfitters.
Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer mm-hmm. was his coach. Has a history of taking like these kind of problematic players. Or is that the NFL team? He played for the Patriots. Maybe the coach for the Patriots. Yes. Okay, that's what it is. So he played for Urban Meyer. And even though he was pretty immature. Anyway, then he leaves college early and he does the draft for the NFL early.
Wow.
So now he's really young. And he starts playing
NFL.
For the Patriots.
Jeez.
Yeah. And he was a troublemaker back then. He was failing drug tests. He was, you know, getting in trouble and then getting out of trouble because he was a big football player.
Right.
And they had like a, anyway, it's a very fascinating story. But then he goes to jail. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And he committed suicide in jail.
How do you do it in jail? How do you do that?
He hung himself.
Wow.
Or did he hang himself?
Yes.
Yes, because he put shampoo all over the floor so that he wouldn't be able to, like, get his footing and so that people wouldn't be able to get in quick enough to save him.
Wow. What a determined – that's insane.
Yeah, but also the big deal about this – a big part of this whole story, though, is that he CTE – the football, the brain injury.
Right.
He had one of the worst cases. He was one of the youngest people to have one of the worst cases, his brain. I mean, he was in his early 20s, and he had the brain of, like, a longtime football player, like, in his late 40s.
Gosh.
He played a position in the NFL in which it's very prone to getting head injuries like that as well.
What position is
it? Tight end. Oh.
But he'd been playing since he was young. You know, since he was, like, 8 years old,
Like, goes to show you that, like, yeah.
Do not let Sonny play tackle football.
I know. He's going to end up killing people and then killing himself in jail. But the thing is that it's okay. He won't make the team anyway. But the thing, it just goes to show that no matter if it's being a C-U-N-T to the people around you at work or it's killing people. But when you get like that, not like Ellen got famous. I was trying to reference. But what I'm saying is when you get that juice – It depends on what kind of character you have. It just shows, like, if you get a ton of juice fast, no matter if you're Allen or an NFL kid or whatever, you don't know how to manage that fame and that money and that whatever. Even though he was doing it before, but
well,
like,
I agree with you.
Think.
In his case, though, there was also, and in your defense, I forgot this detail because I'm 50. But he also had a lot of abuse growing up.
Oh,
he and his brother both, and there was sexual abuse. And there was – the dad was beating them. And also they think he was gay or at least bisexual. Mm. And it was – I mean, it's pretty proven that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, of course his dad was the type of dad that called people faggots.
Well, there
and,
you go.
You know, was trying to make him a man.
Right.
So there was a lot going on to create –
yeah. Sad.
A bad outcome.
Right.
But then there are people who could be all set up for a great outcome, and then you give them juice, and they turn into assholes.
Right. Yeah. Depends on the character, I guess. You know? Speaking of memory, all right. So, you know that... So Gladiator podcast. Is there any other podcast that you recommend?
Well, you know, I'm so into The Dream. I was just listening to it, and there's a new episode. Also, the other one is Believed.
Oh.
God, that's good.
What is Believed about?
That's the Larry Nassar.
Oh, okay.
The gymnastics coach that was molesting kids and had tons of child porn.
By the way, have you seen that guy? You see what he looks like?
Like a child, like a predator.
Yeah. I mean,
he's God so forbid, gross.
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Now, I need to know, do you listen to any of these, like, the ones that have different years and series, like Someone Knows Something is one of them, and
I downloaded
The Vanishing.
I did. I listened to one season of Someone Knows Something. That's, like, the Canadian one or whatever.
What's the one with Payne, whatever, that we both didn't like the host and thought he was made himself, like, inserted himself too much into each episode?
Mike Boudet? I'm just kidding.
It was about a girl, a woman who was murdered, and I don't know. Later in the thing, two guys confessed to it, but meanwhile he was like interviewing everybody in the town.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, like, crime is number one on my list.
Right.
And I've discovered the Jack Olson books. He writes books about true crime, and he does it in a great way. And he has the guy that we love narrate it, narrated by what's his face? You know, the guy that narrates the voice that's in the movie.
Bill Curtis?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Is it not Bill Curtis?
No, Bill Curtis is from my favorite show, American Justice.
Right. Well, he sounds like him.
Right.
But this guy, he's a good narrator, and Jack Olson, New York Times bestselling. So right now I'm listening to Son, A Psychopath and His Victims. It's a true story, but he's got like 110 chapters. It really goes
in. Each chapter is a different killer?
Well, no, it's all about this one guy
oh.
and his victims, but because he didn't I guess so far he hasn't killed anybody, he just rapes them. So he has like the – but he doesn't do it in a sensational way. He does it – he just tells the story basically. There's a reason why he's the New York Times bestseller in true crime. And he does it a very – he does a very good job at it. And I like the guys – the narrator. Kevin Pierce is the narrator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you listened to the one – people recommended it to me, Cold Case Files?
Yeah. We talked about that.
And I love it, but the narrator is just terrible.
You didn't – but – but isn't that the ones that they don't have an ending? They never discover.
No, that's the thing about this one. Cold Case. They always have. No, I said to our listeners, I was like, I hate it when it's unsolved. Right. I don't want to get to the end and then have them go, and they still haven't found him yet.
Right,
well, then why did you just waste 45 minutes of my time?
I know.
Still nothing.
Not just your time.
No.
Penelope's time too.
And they're like, wow, that's a mystery, huh? No, that's very frustrating.
I don't like that
and
either.
And we chatted about the fact that I said, the only time I want to hear about the unsolved ones is if it just happened and I can help solve the mystery.
Yes. That's
maybe
right.
I saw that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
love an Amber Alert.
Well,
I'm like, I'll keep a lookout for a red Chevy. License plate starting with URT.
I totally do that too.
If it happened in the 70s, what chances are that I saw something?
Right. I'm going to stumble upon bones. While I'm walking, Penelope.
Did it happen at Balboa Park? If not, please
forget it.
Let me know at the beginning, at the onset.
I know. It's got to be a 10-mile radius of my home.
There was a recent episode that I listened to of Case File. Case File is really hit or miss.
Yeah.
It's the one with the Australian narrator.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good. But some of them – we talked about this one because one time he did one that was like from my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing. This is like up the street from me.
Right.
I don't care if it was in the 70s. I've probably driven by it.
Sure.
Right? But then a lot of them are places that, I don't know, New Zealand.
Yeah, who cares?
I can't.
It's too far away.
That's like a cartoon.
I know.
Do they – they don't speak English barely. They have accents. Come on.
A cartoon.
Bring it down to reality. But he did this one that
speak
was
English.
Like so epic. It was about these kids called the Beaumont Kids. Some of you guys that listen to Case File know what I'm talking about. It was one of these ones that spanned over decades.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then another 10 years went by.
Right.
And the Beaumont children, and they followed a new lead. And they got this guy and they arrested him. And somebody said, oh, my uncle came home with blood on his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And saying something about the Beaumont children. And then they're like, oh, then they investigated it. Nope.
Wasn't went nowhere.
Him, right? And it went
they
nowhere.
Had a bloody nose
and
that
it's just
day.
Constant, like, people that go
yeah,
nowhere.
I hate that.
For so long into the episode that I was starting to get that feeling of, like, this isn't going to get solved.
Right.
And then I was like, hold on. Go back, like, three suspects ago. I think that guy did it. I'm like, are they going to come full circle and go, hey, remember that guy we said that nobody wanted to listen?
Right.
That all these people were like, I think this guy did it.
Right.
No, it never.
No.
They start going through suspects faster and faster and faster. And then they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then this suspect. Yeah. And then that guy, we think that guy did it.
Right.
I mean, not 100%.
Right.
I was so mad.
Right.
I was almost never going to listen again.
Yeah. No,
I
hate that.
Out.
I know. I hate that. I have to watch. Well, first of all, there's a new Sword and Scale. I got to start catching up on my Datelines, by the way. Like, I'm a little behind. Is there any good ones that – what was the Beaumont, by the way? That's going to drive me nuts because that sounds familiar.
The Beaumont children.
What was that?
It was these four children or three children. God.
She forgot?
Lynette.
I know.
Okay, so it's this mom lets her kids go to the beach by themselves on a bus. It's three kids. The oldest one's only nine. It's like a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, and like a 3-year-old or something. And then they just disappear.
What year was this?
70s? Late 60s? It was the late 60s.
Wow. And they just disappear.
Usually I don't listen to stuff that's from that long ago.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
But it was kids.
Right.
And they just disappeared.
Right.
And they were just, and I was, of course, just horrified. Like, what if all three of my kids just disappeared?
Oh, don't say that.
Just didn't come home.
Well, you know, it's weird. I was going to say this as a public service announcement, but my friend Suzanne. Okay, so I haven't seen Suzanne in years, by the way, because she has a boyfriend now. So
right.
She's too good. She's too cool for school for me now. I don't know. But we got caught up. Her friend, Oh, Christy was on our show. Her daughter
was in the video with Dave.
Yeah, she was in the pit at the Foo Fighters, and she had the cast on her leg. And Dave Grohl had a cast on his leg, and he pulled her up on stage and signed her cast. Anyway.
And the video went viral.
And the video went viral, and she was like a little 9-year-old. Anyway, so – but at her school, which is in the Valley in West Hills, had 3 attempted kidnappings off the street with kids that are by themselves – waiting at a bus. I think these are the high schoolers, though, because she's in middle school now. But anyway, a kid by themselves. And you know what it is? Women that are doing it. Women going, hey, you know, I have my phone. I don't know how to. I'm so technology. Do you think you can help me with my phone? I can't figure out how to get the Waze. And then they try and take the kid.
Really?
Yes. 3 attempted.
Where are they taking them?
They, I guess it's like, you know, I don't know. It's the heat, the traffickers, I guess. I don't know. But they try, 3 attempted. And of course, that was my phone. The kids are smart enough nowadays to go, no, I'm not coming to help you with your phone. Because by the way, no adult's going to pull over and ask a kid for help. No adult is going to ask a kid for directions or help on their
phone.
That's
what I always tell my kids.
No.
I mean, then you watch these shows, though, the What Would You Do? Or not What Would You Do? You know, what's the one
by
where
John
they...
By John Quinones?
Yeah, but what's the one where they... Where they show the situation. They put the kids in situations and then
it's
they...
It's on YouTube.
They go, surprise. You wouldn't think your kid would hop in a car with a stranger, but here's a stranger asking your kid to hop in a car with them.
Right.
And the kid's
they
like,
rig
sure.
up the van. Yeah, they right? put the, yeah, they put the cameras in the van and they rig it up.
Right.
And then the mom comes out and goes, I'm going to fucking kill you. How dare you?
Yeah. But I always tell my kids.
But the scary thing.
Anybody that asks you for help.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you about the time that Elby and her friend were at the mall by themselves walking around alone and they were all freaked out because a lady was trying to get them to do something.
See?
And she kept saying, come here, come here, come here. And both of them had what I told them in their brain. Elby was like, that's an adult. She shouldn't want something from us. She shouldn't be asking. She was like, I need your help. I need your help.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they were like, no.
No.
And they tried to walk away and she was like, please come here. Come here. I need your help. And so they just ran away.
That's scary. Now, but the scary thing too is I've always told my kids, like I asked Sonny, this was like, a year. I go, what do you do if you're lost at the amusement park or whatever?
Right.
Go find a mom.
Right.
And it's like, now, no, don't go find a mom.
Don't find a sex trafficker mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget. If you're at IKEA, don't find anybody.
No. If anybody's looking at you while you're eating at Target.
Well, I think that you have to go to an employee.
Yes. That's what I told them. I said, first of all, stay together because my kids wander around. I said, stay together. If you got to go to the bathroom, take your friend, go, you know, whatever. But stay, go into the stores, go into Chipotle or El Pollo Loco, even better. You know what I mean? Stay and go talk to somebody that works in the whatever. But isn't it's 3 attempted kidnappings. And the kids came home and said, somebody asked me to come and help them with their phone. One said phone specifically. Isn't that crazy?
That is really crazy.
It's really scary.
My kids aren't really out and about on their own.
Yeah.
They're only together in groups or
see, somewhere. I think that too. But then I'll call Sonny and I'll go, where are you? And he goes, I'm in Target's bathroom.
Oh, boy.
There's a park by Target. And I'll go, what the why are you in Target? I'm glad he didn't go to the park bathroom.
Right.
And I go, well, where is so-and-so? Where is Fernando and Victor? I don't know, whoever he's with. And he goes, they're waiting for me at the park. And I go, well, first of all, they're alone. And now you're alone. I told you a million times. So you think that they're listening. But anyway, I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah. Well, Sadie and Xander are usually together.
Yeah.
I leave my kids home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too. Yeah.
I mean, now they're 11 because they had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean,
are they scared alone?
Period. No, they are not scared. They are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Elby does not like to be alone for too long.
Yeah.
This kid's 14. I don't know how she's ever going to babysit. She's never going to know the joy of, like, you know, looking through other people's drawers, eating their food.
I know, taking their Vicodin.
No,
I'm just kidding.
You know?
No, I know. Sonny's the same way. He doesn't like to be – he always wants to know when I'm coming home.
Yeah, so does Albie.
Mm-hmm.
She'll put on a brave face. Like, she'll just be like, hi, Mama. I get that call. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, Albie, how's it going? She's like, oh, fine.
Where are you?
Like, yeah. Are you coming home soon?
Yeah.
Like the little highness in the voice. Yeah. Are you coming home soon?
Mm-hmm. So, you know how we forget things, right?
Right.
And you know how that sinking feeling of when you get that. So, okay. So there is a – I've been looking for something to do with Natalia that doesn't involve taking her to the mall and paying – you know, whatever.
Right.
One of the things that I've been wanting to do with both of them is volunteer stuff. Oh, that's LB. That's
LB took a picture of herself at school. That's her. I wanted to show you.
That's cute. She's showing me a picture of LB in her Instagram. Can people see that?
She wrote, sorry for the same outfit, but I'm loving my hair.
Oh, oh my God. She's like Natalia.
Well, because
her hair does look good in that picture. It's wavy.
Yeah, this is how it looked. She just got it done, highlights and everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. Anyway, I'm so sorry. Go on.
Oh, that's okay.
So you're looking for something for her to do that doesn't
Yes, I want to do something that, yeah, that's a mother, daughter, whatever. I've been wanting to do something with the three of us. I wanted to find some sort of, like, you know, when I was younger, I did a lot of I did a lot of volunteer work at the homeless kids shelter. Not younger, but in my 20s, you know. And it's good, you know, to give back. It feels good.
Yeah. Did
and
you I get this idea from watching Real Housewives?
I knew you were going to say that.
That's how I get all my best ideas.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that maybe. Yeah. So now there's an organization in our area.
Okay.
It's specifically mother daughter, and they do, you know, feeding the homeless. They do all kinds of stuff like that. Right. Okay. So, but in order, there's chapters all over the country, and Natalia's got friends that are in it. And when I read about it, I go, do you know about this NCL or whatever? And she said, yeah, I've been telling you about it. I want to join. You haven't. I go, no, you haven't. I hate when the kids do that, by the way. Like, I told you about it. No, you did not.
Right.
You know. And so I said, let's look. I'm going to look into it. So I looked into it. You have to have one of the moms, like, sponsor you or invite you or whatever. I've never done any kind of chapter thing like that before.
Uh-huh. I've heard of this.
You have?
Yeah, Julie told me. I think some moms do it from her kids' school.
Does Julie do it?
No.
Do you know? No. Okay. Well, so I said.
Julie does plenty of do-gooder
shit.
Yeah,
I know.
She
that's
need
what
that.
I was going to
yeah.
say. So, like, she comes on our show and tells us in dishes. Yeah. So I said, okay, let's do it. So I reached out to one of the moms and I said, you know, I want to join. And she said, I can be your sponsor, blah, blah, blah. Then I went to lunch and met some of the other women that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, I go, okay, so what's my next step? Like, I'm ready to get going.
Right.
And they said, okay, so we have a lot of things coming up for the holiday season. Our next is a meeting where the new people get to meet everybody and learn about the program. And it's on December 1st, and it's at 1 o'clock. So Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, can't wait. This already happened.
Right. So I said, okay, great. I put it in my calendar. This was like a month and a half ago. I put it in my calendar. And then nobody reached out to me and said, by the way, don't forget. I said to the woman, Lori, who's like taking me in, her my sponsor, well, I don't know, whatever, sponsor. I said,
there's nothing I hate more than no confirmation emails.
Mm-hmm.
Don't book me for something to do a month in advance.
I know.
You better
remind me
four times.
I know. But I put it in my iPhone so it reminded me.
Right.
Like, you know, in three days, you got to go. Yeah. So I reached. I said, so I'll see you on Saturday at 1. She said, yeah, okay, I'll meet you there. I said, great. Okay. So Saturday, I'm driving down the 101.
With Natalia with you?
No.
Or this was
this
just
was
for
just
the moms?
This was just for the moms.
Okay.
So I'm going down the freeway, and it's 1:20, 1:25.
Right.
On my way
what time
here
were you
to the studio to meet Patrick to pack up the Christmas crates that have to be out in the mail. because 111 people bought Christmas crates.
Wow.
And so
somebody should have texted you that morning, though. Listen, they know how busy you are. You're a podcaster.
You know that seeking feeling? You know that feeling, Stephanie?
Oh, I sure, sure do.
Oh, my God. We've talked about it. I driving down the freeway, going to meet Patrick, who said, me and my wife, Cherie, will come help you pack up the boxes on Saturday. I can be there at 1. I said, okay, great. Because we were here last week and we didn't get it done. And it's right. got to, you know, it's Christmas gifts.
We got
a deadline.
Story of my life.
So I'm driving. I get the text going, are you on your way? Do you know where it is? And I was like, oh, my God. I wanted to throw up. I was like, oh, my God. They probably
are.
Doesn't
bode well for how much of a do-gooder you're going to be, right?
Exactly.
They're like, this was not a good sign.
Not a good idea. And the woman, Lori, she's probably like, I don't really know her.
Yeah,
you know?
Sponsor is such a strong word.
Right. Somebody recommended me. She's like a friend of a friend. She's probably distancing herself. I felt that feeling like, oh, my God.
Did you make up an emergency?
No, I just had to – I just had to say, like, I'm so sorry. I completely forgot, which is the truth.
Right. You've never gone before.
Right. And by the way, I don't usually come to work on Saturday and pack Christmas crates
right.
either.
We almost came to do a podcast on a Sunday.
Right.
I probably would have forgotten.
Right. Exactly. And it was the
worst.
So
did she go, you can come next time? Or was she like, okay, nice knowing you?
She said,
hope your daughter works out to be a good person after all.
She said, listen, no, she goes, we've all been there. Don't worry about it. She said, send an email to so-and-so, whatever. So I sent an email to so-and-so and she wrote back, don't worry about it. And it's all copacetic. But she didn't say when we would get together the next time.
She's like, I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Let's do a really quick ad and someone needs your keys.
I see that.
Yeah. So I will tell you about Third Love. I have no problem telling you about Third Love because I'm wearing a Third Love bra right now.
Me too.
A lot of times people are like, but do you guys really like Third Love bras or do you just talk it up, you know, because you have to because you're paid? And to that I say, how dare you, sir?
How dare you?
I love Third Love. I have like 8 Third Love bras. I wear them all the time. My brother, I hope my sister-in-law is not listening to this.
Uh-oh.
For so many reasons. But my brother is buying, he personally texted me and he was like, look, are Third Loves all that? Because I want to buy my wife one. And if they weren't, wouldn't I have said, like, okay, then we just say that for the show. No, I was like, super comfortable bra. She will love it. Mm-hmm. Thing I love the most is like, there's like a little teeny layer of padding that is different than any bra I wear.
I know.
Like a little teeny bit of like
padding.
Memory.
Right.
Like memory foam. It's like,
I don't know
it's
what.
It's like a mattress for your boobs.
That's exactly what it is.
But thin. So like if you have big boobs and you're not looking for padding, it's not like that. It's not going to.
No.
But anyway, they're super comfortable and they're beautiful and they have great colors. So here's what you want to do. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL and get your perfect fitting bra and you will get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL.
We also, don't need that. Get this copy out of my face.
Speaking of the – it's a similar thing.
Oh,
but for sheets.
Once you take your bra off at the end of the day, you're going to want to rub your boobies.
Yeah. This is another one that people are like, oh, you guys are constantly like, we love our Brooklinen sheets. But could you really love your sheets that much? Yes.
Yes.
We do.
Well, look, hello. We love to relax.
We love to relax. I spend a lot of time in my bed.
Mm-hmm,
and I want nice sheets. I want my sheets. I deserve quality sheets that feel
absolutely.
Like I'm in a hotel.
Totally. Everybody does. You spend a lot of time with your sheets. You guys don't realize that.
Yeah. And these sheets are not – they're not crazy expensive.
No, that's
they're not.
The nice
People
part.
Are like, oh, well, they're expensive. Well, mm-hmm. not as much as even if you go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
No, of course.
I mean, sheets cost what they cost, but these are like high quality, like hotel, nice thread count. They're soft, but they stay together.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, little added bonus – every time I've bought sheets before my Brooklinen, when I buy them at Bed Bath & Beyond,
mm-hmm.
every single time they don't roomy enough to actually fit over my mattress, I don't understand that. But these have extra room. Like, you don't have to fight.
Right.
You're not like tackling an alligator trying to like get your fitted sheet over your mattress. Right?
You're not like
wrestling a gator.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to try to push the mattress into no. Who needs? No, ain't nobody got time for all that.
No. And by the way, who's it going to kill to add a couple extra inches on your sheet? Like,
I know.
It's going to make everybody's life easier.
I'll pay a VIG just for that.
Seriously.
So here's what you want to do. Go to Brooklinen, BrookLinen.com, and use the promo code FCOL. That's brooklinen.com, promo code FCOL.
What are you waiting for, you guys? It's holidays. Go get yourself some Brooklinen.
Yeah. So I'm doing a – okay, so speaking of like do-gooder stuff.
Yeah.
I'm doing a thing.
Are you going to forget?
With the kids this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a holiday. So this friend of mine who's very politically active, she's amazing, and she's also a Christian,
mm-hmm.
but not – the good kind of Christian, like the kind that's non-judgmental and right. loves all people and is like right. constantly like going to the border to help the immigrants
right.
and like, you know,
right.
you know,
yes.
marching in a parade for LGBT,
right.
you
right.
know, but she loves church. And this church has been doing this thing that they do every year around the holidays where you get to adopt a kid. Basically, you sponsor a kid, mm-hmm. you buy them a new outfit and toys off their list.
Mm.
I know. I love it so much, and my kids get
makes
really into
cry.
It. So we went shopping at the mall for our kid.
Ugh.
And then so Sadie and Elby are going to run. It's like they have a whole day for all these kids. They all get bussed in with their parents.
They do.
And they do like they serve like a great meal, and they have a day of fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
So Sadie and Elby are going to run a lanyard station.
Aww.
And teach the kids to make lanyards.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. And Sadie's really into making lanyards and really good at it. So that will be our Saturday.
That's really nice. Wait, how many kids are there? Like in this, like, so
I think there's
how
like
does
a few hundred
work?
Kids that they give, they just put out the word to all the people, I guess, that are affiliated with this church or just friends of friends. Anybody can just
write. So they're in the community.
Yes.
They're affiliated with the church.
Well, a lot of the kids and the families are affiliated with sort of like agencies that help people, you know.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like with housing.
Right,
or
right.
And then all of those agencies send their people to this church that puts on this big holiday
that's
thing.
That's
yeah, so it's
really cool.
Nice. So we're going to do that. But
I bet my friend Lori will be there with the NCL ladies.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lynette. I'm sorry I'm a really good person.
I know. And
I'm making you feel bad with all my goodness.
Wait a minute.
I thought I was kicking a pole and I was kicking your feet.
Is all three kids doing it or just Elby and Sadie?
They're all going to come. I remember I do it like every year, but I remember a few years ago we tried to go to the event and it was kind of chaotic and the kids were too little and it just was more stressful than it was worth.
Right.
Trying to see where my kids were.
Right, I know.
So we tried it two times, but I think the kids are old enough to just sort of like find a spot and camp out and Sadie and Elby will just be at a table working with the kids.
That's so nice. I love that. I mean, now, you know, it's the Christmas, it's the holidays, it's the time. Oh, happy Hanukkah, by the way.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Today's the first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that, but.
Really?
You know I'm the worst Jew on the planet.
Oh, so you guys don't, obviously celebrate Hanukkah. No.
I thought about it, but I was like, how many presents do these bitches need? Well, I'm going to give them another present for Hanukkah.
I know.
And Christmas.
I know. Mm-mm.
And if you're not going to do present, then really what is it? It's like.
Right. Right. What's the point? God dang it. You know, I'm sorry. My phone keeps. Stop. We're recording in an off time.
Okay.
And my kids are probably like, where are you? Because it's after school. And sorry. Anyway.
So speaking of Christmas, the spirit, I don't think I told you this last week because I think it happened in between shows. No, so I didn't tell you this. So, okay, heads up for the lady that likes to listen with her kids in the car and doesn't want to hear any Santa spoilers.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're going to want to fast forward a little bit.
Okay.
So, did I tell you that Sadie was like, so mom, Santa's not real?
I think you did, kind of.
Did I tell you on the show? I don't remember. Okay, well, whether I did or didn't is sort of immaterial because there's another part to it.
Okay.
So I say, Sadie, I said, oh, yeah, it's not real. He's not real. And she was like, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And she goes, and the elf in the shelf, that's not real either. And I was like, oh, good. And the tooth fairy. I was like, so can we stop with the charade of the tooth fairy too? And she's like, yeah. And then did I tell you that she was like, I'm kind of relieved. Because the whole idea of like a guy who like knows when you're sleeping,
right.
Like
it's
creepy.
Kind of weird.
So I was like, oh, great. And I said, what about Xander? And she's like, no, Xander still believes. I was like, really? I go, well, can we tell him?
Oh, my God.
Because, come on. This is becoming more work than it seems it's worth it.
Can we tell him?
He's too old. I was like, he's 11.
But do you think that those two had a conversation and said, look, I'm going to go talk to mom right now about it?
No, I don't. Well, here's why.
I won't blow your cover,
No,
though.
So here's what happened. Mm-hmm. No, because why else would Sadie be like, I know he's not real? I suspected that for the last maybe couple of years, they sort of didn't believe, but we've talked about this, but they were going along with it because they'd be scared, like, what if they don't get
exactly.
Presents? But Sadie had none of that. She was just like, yeah, it's not real.
Okay.
She wasn't like, but can I still have presents? Mm-hmm. And can I still have money for the tooth fairy? She was like, I'm just letting you know that I know. This, we're done with this shit, you know? So I was like, okay. But when I said, can we tell Xander? She was like,
you should have documented
I don't know.
It.
She was like, he really believes it.
Uh-huh.
And I go, the elf too? And she's like, oh, yeah. He really believes in the elf. Now, when Elby figured out that Santa wasn't real, she loved continuing the magic and being a part of it and helping me with Sadie and Xander. Sadie wants none of that. She was like, she's now eye rolling. Every time. Okay. So I was like, are you sure Xander still believes? I go, can we tell him? So then Elby was like, Mom, we can't just tell him,
not
around Christmas. That's going to ruin his Christmas.
Right.
She was like, let him get through, we'll tell him after Christmas.
Yes.
So we were like, okay, so what, like after Christmas but before Easter? Like, like, you know.
When's the right time of year?
Right. She's like, well, we need to let Christmas go by and let him enjoy the magic of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. But in my mind, I'm like, I want to feel him out on this. Because if there's any chance that he doesn't believe, then I want to hop on that. We can make new traditions. We'll still have fun.
Yeah. You're,
you know?
Yes.
Drink hot cocoa. You're still getting presents.
Exactly.
Okay. So I take Xander for a walk because also I'm trying to get him exercise.
Okay.
So we're walking and I'm like, hey, buddy.
It's like the Godfather with Fredo, like taking him out on the boat.
Yeah. I'm like, listen. Do you still believe in? I was like, what do you think? Like the whole Santa thing. I go, do you think it's like a spirit, you know, or like a real guy? Mm-hmm. And he's like,
that's a good question.
I think he's both. He goes, I mean, obviously he's kind of a spirit because otherwise, like, he's too fat to get down the chimney. He goes, but I also think he's a regular guy. And I said, huh. Well, what makes you think like a regular guy, just like a person who gets around to all these? I'm trying to plant some seeds of doubt,
right?
But without coming right out and telling him, I'm like, but like he can get to all those houses? And he's like, well, Mom, first of all, I have seen the boot print. Daddy showed me a boot print. That's because my freaking husband like loves this kind of thing. So he took a boot and like put some dirt on it and put it on the fireplace, you know, the floor of the fireplace so that it could look like Santa was there.
Well, of course. Now you got him duped. He's going to believe.
He's 11. He can't figure out that like somebody took a boot and made a boot print. Like, okay. So I was like.
Well, he trusts his parents.
I know. So I was like, all right. You saw a boot print. Yeah. I was like, but still, it's a lot of like flying around. And he's like, yeah, but Mom, think about it. He goes, obviously, parents couldn't afford to buy all those gifts.
Oh.
Which put me in a tight spot because I was like, well, hold on a minute.
What do you think the budget is?
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I do want credit.
Right.
Or credit's due.
Right.
So you think that like some fat guy in a suit is mm-hmm. buying you all the good stuff?
Right.
And that I really started to go like, oh, well, and he goes, yeah, Mom, like parents couldn't afford that. And I said, oh, yeah, I guess you have a point. Yeah. So I was like, oh, foiled again. I'm going to have to wait.
Oh, my God.
So now he's super into the elf, but he thinks that the elf only works if Elvie's around.
Oh, really?
Somehow. He's also made all his own rules about it.
Yeah.
They all do that. I know.
Like, used to be that the kids can't touch the elf or it takes the magic away. Right. Now, somehow in his brain, oh, no, no, no. Kids can touch the elf. You just can't play with them.
Right.
But you can move them around. That doesn't remove the magic. I don't know. He's come up with a whole
or
new.
Phil can't eat them. That's enough. I'm scared to put the. Well, okay. Thank God my kids are pretty much done with it.
Yeah.
With the charade. But I like to keep it going because it's like a running joke.
We should swap houses.
I know. And so usually on Thanksgiving, the day after, Elfie shows up. That's been the tradition.
Right.
Well, Elfie shoved into my bra drawer. And so. Yeah.
Elfie was in John's underwear drawer, so I feel you.
Well, yeah. Where am I going to put him?
Right.
Like in storage over here at the warehouse? He's going to get lost.
Right.
So then Sonny one day is talking to me, and I'm like getting ready, and I'm going through my drawer, and he goes, oh, what? And he sees, and I go, oh, blah, blah. What? You didn't see anything. And I said, don't say. And he goes, this was like 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
So then the next day after Thanksgiving, we're sitting around. I'm going, somebody's missing, because I forgot about him.
Oh.
And I said, are we missing something? And they go, what? What are we missing? And I said, something that involves Christmas. Ah, Christmas tree. Let's go get one. I said, no. Oh, Christmas decorations. No. I don't know. And I said, Elfie. And they go, give me a break, Mom. And I go, it's your guys' fault because you didn't tell me to email the North Pole, because that's how Elfie comes. Because when we moved, Natalia was like, how's Elfie going to find us? And I said, well, I send the North Pole an email and let him know. But now it's like, they're like, yeah, right. I said, well, I didn't email the North Pole, and now it's your fault that we don't have Elfie around. And they go, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So they're done.
And they never really asked about it after that?
No, they saw Sonny, and I'm sure Sonny was like, hey, psst, sister, guess what? I'm sure Natalia saw it in my drawer too, because she goes through my drawers. Yeah. Nah. I should give it to Phil. Let him eat it. I know. It's over. It's kind of sad.
It's kind of anticlimactic. I mean,
I remember being depressed when I was a kid, when I found the first Christmas where there was no, like, I knew. I just remember, like, sad feeling. And yeah, I remember what I got for Christmas from my brother, Dean. He gave me the same silk jacket. Remember the movie Bachelor?
Yes, of course. Tom Hanks.
There's the one guy with the mustache who looks like Cheech from Cheech and Chong, and he's wearing like a silk jacket with like an Asian like kung fu thing, like print. And he got that for me, and I opened. I was like, oh, my God. It was like in a big box, and I was all excited, and I opened. What the fuck? I go, oh. And he's like, what? You don't like it? And I go, I like it. That's nice. I just remember being like, huh. So I guess that's over now, huh? Like, am I not going to get anything? And I really never got really that much anyways. It was like one big gift, and that was it. Like, I remember I got a drum set and a bicycle. Those were the two, eat one year after another. That was it. Like, I don't remember. And then a stocking filled with, like, socks. Shit that I don't give a shit about.
That's what I would get, too.
Yeah.
My mom was a terrible gift giver.
I still am.
You are a terrible gift giver?
I am a terrible gift. I can't. I hate it.
I'm a good gift giver, I think.
You are. Mm-hmm.
Well, because what I do is I
take
note.
Adam liked one of your gifts that you gave us. You gave us a gift certificate to Morton's, and Adam could never – I mean, he was thrilled. And he was like, who gave us this? I said, Stephanie. He goes, all right, let's go. So it's like, Adam, you know, you're like kind of like a little bit of a like slang. You're going to use your gift certificate. Which I don't mind.
Gift card.
No, right, gift card. Because Jimmy had a thing from day one. Like, don't get Jimmy a gift card because he won't use it. You know? Adam's like, I got fucking no shame. Yeah, he loves a gift card, especially to a steakhouse. But yeah, but why? Yeah, you are a good gift.
Well, just because I remember stuff that – but Elby's getting too old to be surprised too much because
it's hard.
Because she'll tell me something that she likes, and now I have to be like, okay, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Let me buy it.
You know what I was thinking? Taking a picture of them in their sports, playing sports, like sunning, doing a layup or something, and then getting it framed. I don't know. Like,
okay, so here's what – okay, so Sadie and Xander are getting computers. I think I went through this with you because I had to because they Elby got it. Well, it's not even so much that they need it at this point, but we thought Elby was going to need one to go to middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Because our school's kind of poor.
Right.
So I was like not – I mean our elementary school did not have computers. And I was like, now she's going to be in middle school. She needs her own computer.
Yeah.
Plus she was always using ours. So it seemed like a great gift.
Right.
But then, of course, now the twins are the same age as she was when she got her computer. Mm-hmm. And they're always borrowing her computer or our computers.
Yeah,
there's a lot
sucks.
Of things they want to do on the computer.
Right.
Honestly, the kids are really creative. They write stories on the computer. They record podcasts. They play Roblox forever.
Yeah.
So they need computers. And also, but so anyway, that's going to be their big gift. Sadie and Xander are both getting a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Computer or a laptop?
A laptop.
Yeah. Okay.
A laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nice one, like a Mac, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But then I was like, well, now we got to step. Okay. So when Elby was 8, she got an iPad. And the reason why was because I got a free one from Nickelodeon.
Right.
And I was doing parental discretion. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? I don't care about stuff. I have a phone. What do I need an iPad for?
Right.
So then we were like, oh, we should give it to Elby. So we gave it to her. And we really started a bad thing because with two more kids coming up, it's like they expect to get the thing that she got when she got it, you know? Otherwise, that's not fair.
Right, I know.
In their minds.
Yeah.
Well, so Xander, of course, was asking kind of about a computer, and I had to be like, no, you're not getting a computer.
Santa's going to give it for you.
I was like, Xander, no, you don't need a computer. I go, the thing is, now we know that they have them at middle school.
Right.
They have them at the school, so you don't need one. I was like, I'm sorry, but a new computer, that's like $2,000, you know, times two, like you and Sadie. I was like, we can't afford that unless we know that that's absolutely something you need. I go, so I'm not saying you're never going to have one. I go, it's just that, like, let's just see when you start the year at middle school. He was like, oh, okay.
Aww.
John's like, oh, my God, you're a monster. I'm like, I know, but. If it's going to be a big gift, it needs to feel like a real surprise.
Totally.
I'm not going to sit there and go, I don't know. Let's wait until Christmas.
No.
Then they expect it and they're like, oh, cool.
Right.
No, I want him to feel shitty and that he's a bad person for even asking. So then I was like, well, what are we going to do for Elby?
Xander, talking about Santa can't, parents can't afford.
I love it. I want him to feel like ridiculously bowled over. I don't want him to just be like, well, Elby got one in middle school, so we should have one.
Right. No, I get it.
Right. Okay. So, but he is so
That's
sweet.
Called tough love, everybody.
I know. So then, okay. So now there's Elby, though.
Mm-hmm.
So now what the hell are you going to get Elby? She's 14. Okay, so then she asked a while ago for a new phone.
Pony? Oh, okay.
And I was like, no, you're not getting a new phone. How dare you? Stop it. You have a phone. It works. I haven't even had a new phone in a long time. I got irritated. And I was actually irritated. Like, it wasn't for show because I wasn't thinking of getting her a new phone.
Right.
But then I started thinking about it and I was like, you know, she's starting high school. I was like, and she does have a really old, like, her phone is like four generations. Well, it's like, I mean, look,
I know.
We live in LA. I'm not trying to be super spoiled, but she has this little phone. It's like a whatever it is.
It's a flip phone.
You know, an old Samsung flip that I got off eBay. Okay. No, she has a phone, but it's outdated.
Of course.
So then I was like, John, do you think we should get her a phone for Christmas? She'll die of happy. Like, she'll die. She'll lose her mind.
But also, can I just say, Elby is a kid that will take care of her. Does right?
Oh,
like,
totally.
She takes care of her stuff.
Yes.
You don't want to get a kid that just takes
never
it for
lost
granted.
Her phone.
Right.
Never.
Exactly.
She's very good about it.
That's so what I judge it on.
I was like, we should get her a new phone because she'll lose her mind and she kind of needs one because the stuff's not working on her phone. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then we started looking at the phones together and I was like, I don't want to get her like an iPhone X because that just feels too really extravagant. But then John was like, okay, but then to get her, like if we try to get her like an 8, he goes, the technology's
I know.
Like, by the time you get it, but then she goes to high school, it's already like, he goes, honestly, the exes are not even that special anymore.
Right.
Like, they're just like a decent phone. It's not, the price difference isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked into the what we would have to pay to upgrade and renew our contract, and it was like pretty cheap to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting an iPhone X, and she's going to lose her mind.
Wow. Don't
because,
you hate when
because
your kids have a better phone than you, by the way?
She'll totally have a better phone than
me.
But okay, so help me to figure this out, because I'm not 100% sure how to give it to her, and here's why. To get her the new phone, I have to take away her old phone. I have to turn in her old phone.
Yeah.
So do I – okay, so here's my two options. Mm-hmm. Either Robin, our friend, has a iPhone X box.
Okay.
So I could give her a box, and we already got her a case for the phone.
Uh-huh.
That she loves. It's on her – it's new case for her old phone. So we bought her the same case for the new phone.
Okay.
So I could give her the case and the box and just say tomorrow
– because
the day after Christmas, we could go turn in – we could even have –
so you need physically to have the phone.
Right.
So you
or
can turn
I could do it probably Christmas Eve.
No.
But I'd have to take away her phone.
Mm-mm.
And then she'd probably know.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
So just give her the box.
Yeah. Let her
and
open
go,
the
this,
box.
This will – but isn't she going to open the box and be like, I don't get it. There's no phone in here.
Well, no. She'll get it.
Okay.
But she'll be excited. But she'll be like you want it. But she's got to wait till the next day.
Right.
Right? And then you're going to take her the next day to get the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already called and done the, like, called and done the arrangement.
That's – you know what? Ask them. Maybe they'll
– we did. They won't.
Okay.
John talked to them on the phone. They're like, it just doesn't work that way with the computer. We have to have her phone to turn off the to turn on the new phone.
But can't they? Well,
no. Even with a deposit, John's like, what if I leave you the deposit for the price of the phone?
Right.
And they're
and
like,
not turn it on until. Can't they not turn the service on until?
No.
No.
I mean, we could buy her a phone, but this way we just have to pay money per month, and it works out a lot better for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd have to pay more money to do it the other way.
She can wait 7 hours or whatever.
All right.
Okay. You know what? To protect your phone, you know what you want? Simply Safe. Keep your phone safe, by the way. Keep your home safe. Keep your kids safe.
Yes.
And, by the way, very home security system that's very easy, okay? And it's got all the technology that comes with it, but it's easy to set up. So if you go to simplysafe.com/FCOL, you're going to get their special offer that's going to end soon.
Yeah. They have a holiday offer.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what it is by going to simplysafe.com/FCOL.
And they rarely do this, by the way. And they're going to give – and there's no hidden fees and contracts and all that kind of stuff.
That's why people love it.
Yeah. We have it.
Yeah. And it's Simply Safe, SimpliSafe.
Mm-hmm.
SimplySafe.com/FCOL.
It's worth it.
You're going to thank us.
Trust us.
So this was a good show. Let's thank our sponsors, Third Love. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL. Homesick Candles, homesick.com, enter FCOL. Brooklinen, go to brooklinen.com, enter FCOL. Simply Safe, simplysafe.com, FCOL. And Pluto TV, just download it and get
heck
all
yes.
your... Yeah, and then before we...
We got some Patreon coming this week. It's on with Patreon,
yeah, we do.
By the way.
Oh, by the way, I was on
film
the
nerds.
Yeah, comedy film
yeah.
nerds. And
How was it?
It was pretty funny. I laughed just like I always do. It's last week's
check it out, you guys.
Episode. And it's a really fun podcast with Graham Elwood and Chris Mancini. And we talked about that green door or something. The one about the
porn?
Yeah, behind the green curtain. No, it's with the guy. Kaylin, help me out here. It's the guy who is a musician.
Oh yeah, what
and
is
he goes around the South.
Right.
And Viggo Mortensen is in it.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
was it good?
I didn't see it, but they told me it was really good. I told them about Instant Family and how much I love that movie.
Mm.
Yeah. So just go to iTunes and look up Comedy Film Nerds. Also, if you want CBD oil.
Highly recommend it.
HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. And she's also on Facebook, Letty Molina. They even have bacon flavor for dogs. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy. And Do you want to find your identity again after you're a mom or not?
Who doesn't?
If not, don't listen to it. But if you do, if you're like, this mom shit is really overwhelming, listen to shamelessmom.com. Also, let's help keep girls out of sex trafficking. And boys too.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Wayne Foundation. It's a nonprofit, and Ulysses pays for this plug every week. So help it out. Go to waynefdn.org. Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. It's a national online interior design service. She will pimp out your house, help you with paint colors, help you pick a new rug for your living room, whatever you need. Go to interiorchicago.com and look up Kate Marengo. Yeah, that's it.
Our girl.
Okay, that's a great show.
Thank you, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Biddle, biddle, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks, sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-doo, ba-doo, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.